Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is Some Things Are Best Done Quietly.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, don't blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win praise. Amen, I say to you, they've received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others can see them. Amen, I say to you, they've received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, pray to God in secret. And God who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, don't look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they've already received their reward. When you fast, anoint your head and face so that others will not see that you are fasting. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you. The Gospel of the Lord. When you give alms, says Jesus, there's no real need to blow a trumpet. And if possible, it might be good to just restrain yourself from calling the local news station to announce the generous gift that you've just given to the local women's shelter. No, after all, an anonymous gift might be more in Jesus' teachings. And when you pray, says Jesus, it's not necessary to rent the big football stadium in your town so that the local television stations and the mayor and all the congress people of the town will know that your Christian faith is real, unlike the lukewarm faith of many of those other people. When you spend a day of fasting, it's not really necessary to call all your friends and ask them to pray that you won't die of starvation during your day of Lenten fasting. My guess is that Jesus didn't really want us to do all these things publicly, calling attention to ourselves. I think Jesus is trying to just remind us that discipleship doesn't have to be too terribly complicated. Maybe Jesus just wants to invite us to live our faith in the unpolished stuff of everyday life. You know, just keep it simple. Simple discipleship, following Jesus, trying to follow Jesus. Love God, love your neighbor. Our Christian life, after all, doesn't have to be extraordinary. In fact, that's precisely the point. Following Jesus is everyday kind of stuff. Being a disciple of Jesus is about doing the stuff of daily life with love and simple gestures of kindness. There's no real need to blow a trumpet or send out invitations to all your friends. I think that Jesus is trying to energize us to follow in his footsteps in a very real and daily kind of way. As ordinary Christians who just do their best to live their faith today in the ordinary ups and downs of daily life. For some, that means raising kids. For others, it's showing up for work at the office. For others, it might be preparing a homily for today's or tomorrow's Mass. Just doing it one step at a time, one day at a time, in our ordinary lives, in our ordinary days. Just trying to keep on the path, helping those who we meet along the way. Yep, that's what green ordinary time is about. It's there, in that unexpected moment, that we glimpse the face of God. We look into God's face as we're sitting at the dinner table with family and friends. Yes, just green ordinary time, walking with Jesus. Amen.